Xander Dugan joins us in 6 minutes. He's connecting now. Some stations don't carry this segment. Please remember, we are in fundraising mode. I am fighting the CIA, the DOJ, stay behinds. There are criminal investigations of them. We're about to file a huge civil rights suit for the criminal actions, conspiracy against my rights and my family's rights. That is all come up to take money to do that. I'll never stop fighting. I'll never back down. It's impossible for me to sell out or give up, but I could give out. This dog fights as hard as you allow me to. I'm a pit bull. I'll fight, but I got to get fed and got to get given water. I'm not complaining, but I need your support. Do your Christmas shopping with us right now. We are maximum effort against the enemy. We'll be right back with Alexander Dugan. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
They looked at sleep deprivation with creatine supplementation, and so they randomized people to either drink a placebo drink or drink 20 grams of creatine through the night, and they kept them awake all night, and they had them do brain puzzle quizzes. And when the subjects were getting the 20 grams of creatine, they did way better on the brain puzzles, but they also complained about being tired a lot less. And so the conclusion is creatine is somehow acutely preventing your brain from suffering during sleep deprivation. And the rationale there is, you know, mitochondria are the powerhouse of the cell or the power plant that's producing the energy. Creatine is like the power grid, and it distributes that energy throughout the cell. And so if the purpose of sleep is to restore the energy that you used up, but then you intervene by putting creatine in there, now you can keep that energy going, and you can go more hours before you need to get rest and restore that energy because you've increased your capacity to distribute it.
That makes sense. Used to be people only thought of creatine as being a muscle thing. To help you recover. But then over the last year or two, I started hearing talking about cognitive function.
There is some literature on traumatic brain injury where 20 grams of creatine for 6 months doubles the rate of healing.
Whoa. That's incredible.
But it's, yeah, just creatine, I called it more than a performance enhancer because there's, if you just look at where it's distributed in the body, almost every cell and every tissue has the creatine system. And if you look at the literature, they'll say, well, it's more important in certain cells. Like, it's really important in your muscles because your muscles have this very polarized, sometimes they're at rest, sometimes their energy demand is going through the roof. And it's really important in, like, long cells. So, for example, your retina is part of your central nervous system, and it's a really long cell that's coming from the brain into the eye, and creatine helps move energy back and forth. But if you just look at where, instead of where is it most important, you just like, where is it? It's like almost every cell in your body has creatine, and it's helping distribute the energy that the mitochondria make throughout your whole body, and that includes pumping stomach acid, it includes sperm swimming up the vaginal canal. And so if you just look at where it is, you would think that creatine would help a lot more than muscles. And I think creatine is really important because it's not in the mitochondria so much as it carries forth the mitochondrial energy of the rest of the cell, but that also feeds back in the repair functions for the mitochondria. And so I think creatine, optimizing your creatine status is super important. And I think that everyone who's not eating 1 or 2 pounds of meat per day should probably be taking creatine.
And we have the best at the Alex Jones Store. My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, Methylene Red, back in stock, Bovine Colostrum, Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel, so that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are now into the second hour of this live Friday, December 12th, 2025 transmission. It is 12:06 p.m. Central Time, coming to you from Texas. All right. Every military analyst from China, Russia, the RAND Corporation, the Pentagon, no one disagrees. The International Atomic Association of Scientists with their doomsday clock in Chicago. It is the closest to nuclear war we've ever been on the threat escalation ladder. And the ladder developed in the 50s has been adopted everywhere. It's very accurate. And we're in the high 20s now. You start going up more, we're in a nuclear war. Okay? And I know most of you know this, but it needs to be recapped. The EU has said for 4 years their business model was to get a war going with Russia. That's what they started. Their admitted plan. Victoria Nuland, they've all admitted it. Dozens of their economic ministers and defense ministers have said, we've played the clips, we're going to have a 20 to 30 year conventional war with Russia. We will win. They will bankrupt. We will break Russia in five parts. And their business plan with their collapsing economy and demographics is conquering Russia. The same plan of Napoleon Bonaparte, Adolf Hitler, and before that, the Muslims, the Mongols, it just goes on and on. This is insane. And it's mutually assured destruction. Now they're trying to steal all of Russia's money, but EU countries aren't going along with it, so now they're threatening them. Starting this weekend, when Trump called Zelensky a dictator, which he is, said have elections, because he won't even read the peace plan. That's very reasonable. And the only way Ukraine has out of this, being a NATO puppet, and put in this horrible position to create a Russian civil war is what it is. It's what it is. He's completely controlled, and he said no. He won't even look at the plan. So Trump is done. So then we have the deputy head of the EU and others say Trump is an enemy and Trump and America is now a national security threat because he doesn't want us drug into a apocalyptic end of the world scenario because he's not insane. Here's a few exhibits before I go to our special guest, Alexander Dugin, who's one of the top philosophers in Russia. NATO ally Denmark labels U.S. a potential security concern in new intelligence report. After Trump put out the new national security directive saying NATO is one of the main threats because it wants war with Russia. No kidding. Like Hitler? EU elites in panic mode threaten Belgium with bankruptcy over refusal to rob Russian assets. Leader stands firm against Brussels. That person better have bodyguards, folks. They're going to shoot them like FICO. EU breaks fundamental vote rule to freeze Russian assets indefinitely. Now they're saying, oh, we don't even need a vote now. Unelected dictatorship, Ursula von der Leyen. That's allied with the British Empire. That's the modern Hitler. The real thing. That is psychotic megalomania. That will get us all killed. That's the number one threat on Earth right now. This witch that doesn't even know what end of a gun a bullet comes out of. The Pentagon, all of them have told him, even the NATO chief, don't do it. But these psychos want to. Dugan, C5 as the MAGA model of multipolarity. We'll get to that. Blackwater is BlackRock, a typo here. CEO Larry Fink is literally running all of this as a giant money laundering operation. So that's what we've got. We've got NATO head. We must prepare for scale of war our grandparents endured in World War II, NATO chief Rutte says. Ruta. Go read this. Well, guess what? They've done polls. 80% of the Europeans, Germans, French say they're going to flee. Yeah. Only problem is you better go to the southern hemisphere and still you'll probably die from radiation. But here's the good news. We'll go to Alexander Dugin. Trump's got to take the gloves off. Don't just leave NATO. No. Break up the EU. There's all these states that don't want to be under it. Most of them didn't even vote to get in it. It literally was set up as a trade deal scam, Treaty of Rome in 56. We have all these allies over there, led by Viktor Orban in Hungary. Point out it's unelected. Point out they're killing all these AfD candidates. Point out it's the new Hitler. And just break it up. We can do this. We've got all these senators who want it. We've got Elon Musk pushing it. This needs to be done. So that is really good. And needs to be done yesterday. All right. Dr. Alexander Dugin. I won't go over his whole bio. Best-selling author, researcher, top Russian philosopher, you know, undoubtedly. Very respected and very influential. And they killed his daughter trying to kill him. He was there when it happened in another car. Absolutely horrible. There's video of it. He's strong enough to even be able to talk about it. They've persecuted my family. They hadn't killed anybody yet. Knock on wood. So he is a warrior in this fight. And Russia did not start this war. And all the strategic analysis says a U.S.-Russian alliance economically would be so good for world peace and good for everybody. And that's something I'm promoting. So Alexander Dugin, sorry for the long introduction, but I wanted to set the table here for everybody and then let you do a deep dive on this and where we are. We were talking during the break when you were coming on that you were saying this is a maximum point of danger. I agree with you that we've entered, and we need to understand how serious this is. A lot of Americans are good people. 80%+ are against war with Russia. It's even higher now. But still, it's like Russia's on Mars or something. Americans are great people, but they have one of the lowest levels of passports. They're not, on average, very informed about Russia, but they know enough to not trust our government wanting to do this. But we need to understand that those Russian submarines are right off our coast. Our submarines are off yours. This is so dangerous. This is insane. We need to de-escalate this now, right here at what could be the twilight of human civilization if we don't reverse this. So Alexander Dugin, you're on X at A-G Dugin, D-U-G-I-N, and on linktr.ee, Alexander Dugin. Thank you so much for being here with us, sir, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex, to invite me. So first of all, I would say that the situation you describe, it is so radical. It is exactly as you have described it. So we are coming to the possible nuclear war between EU and Russia. Both powers have nuclear weapons, and it could cause the humanity the non-being, the global death. And in that situation, I would like to emphasize that this war against Russia by the West, by NATO, was started by Biden, by globalists, by liberals, left liberals, who controlled United States before Trump came to the power. So the EU, actually, it is the part of the same globalist network that was controlled and led by Washington before MAGA came to power, before Trump was elected for the second term. So it is not just some initiative started in Brussels and Europe. It is continuation of the same common globalist strategy initiated by Obama, by American deep state. And now what we see, that we see now the split between Trump and MAGA and a totally different vision of the international relations based on the realist understanding of national interests of United States of America, advocated by Trump, and continuation of the same globalist agenda by EU. So the EU is the rest, residue of the previous political system of unipolarity based on globalism, on the domination of the American deep state and maybe international deep state over the common Western politics. And now the EU, the European power, get out of the control of the Washington. So Washington, in the time of Obama, of Biden, started all this thing, started this war against Russia, started the support, unconditional support for Ukraine, in order to impose on us the strategical defeat, as they said, they formulated that. But now it is very interesting moment. The United States of America wants to get out of the mess. Trump is doing everything he could to stop that, to bring the peace, to stop the war. And European Union continues to follow the same orders, of the Washington, of the previous Washington, of the Washington that doesn't exist anymore. That is a kind of inertia, a phantom pain of when some member makes
it's like a ghost
pain
in the machine. They admit Obama and all them ran to Starmer, set up the alternate Washington there with the EU, and are trying to hold the world hostage by playing literal nuclear Russia roulette with Russia. I mean, it's literally nuclear Russian roulette.
Exactly. That is so. That is phantomic pain of the globalism that doesn't exist anymore in Washington. The Washington now belongs to totally different team, to a totally different group of the people who doesn't want to start this.
Who are not psychotic, crazy people like Adolf Hitler?
I think in Washington there are healthy people, normal people, but in Brussels still is the part of these totally crazy people who wants, instead of everything, to start this nuclear war. So that is a kind of deep change in the West. We have now two Wests, the American West, Trump's West, that wants peace, and European West that wants war and wants mutual destruction. So that is very, very particular situation. The strategy, the national strategy accepted by United States is totally different. It doesn't regard the Russians or including China as adversaries, as the enemies. This strategy invites to concentrate on the national security, on safety of United States of America, to concentrate on the Western Hemisphere, not to intervene in the affairs of Eurasia. But
it's fundamental. It's ending America as a globalist bad guy trying to dominate the world and instead focus on our own sovereignty, our own issues, and then expand trade. It is a 180 from the globalist plan. So why is the EU so psychotic? Because in all the war games, it basically ends life on the surface of the planet. It doesn't end in Russia falling. They said 4 years ago, as you know, Russia will fail quickly. Putin will be removed. They'll break up. We will take over Russia. Very provocative. That's the official statement of the EU dictatorship commission. And now Russia's decisively won, and still they're going forward. I mean, what are they, demon-possessed? From your study of the EU unelected commissioners, which we know are really the leftovers of the old royalty of Western Europe, what's wrong with these people? Because it doesn't matter they want to defeat Russia. It isn't going to work. It 100% cannot happen.
So it is obvious that EU cannot defeat Russia, cannot win us. But they try now to involve the United States of America in this war. They want to provoke the suicidal war, nuclear war, and after that to involve United States of America in that. That they could not fight against us, the months, so in the year that all Europe will be conquered by us without American intervention. So they want to start the war. They want to provoke the conflict, nuclear conflict, and invite the United States to get all the rest. So, but
of course,
suicidal.
Even if the U.S. did a first strike, all the numbers show the submarines, the rest of it would still wipe us out. So even if the U.S. was psychotic, it still can't beat Russia. We all destroy ourselves. That's why it's called mad. So, again, I understand they want to drag us in, but still that kills everybody too. In fact, it makes it worse. What is their, I guess they just, they're demon possessed. They can't help it.
So the problem is that is not, maybe not directly about some madness or some demon possession. That is about globalism, because globalism regarded and still tries to regard the history as the linear victory of the globalism, of the left individualism, of the progressism, on gender politics, and so on. And there appear different obstacles on this way. Independent Russia, sovereign China, India, emerging from the second kind of the state to the first level power. So, and globalists, they are in panic mode, because all their vision or all their ideology of the progress is collapsing. So, and they are in a panic mode. They react. And that is the agony of the wounded dragon. Globalism, it is the kind of ideology. It has possessed.
I totally agree. It is flailing. It is losing culturally, not just militarily, economically. And so any great, powerful empire, evil empire particularly, always tries to prop itself up with a cataclysmic war. You're absolutely right. But my point is, with the nuclear weapons, they can never win that. So I guess they just want to bluff and try to put into a long, I mean, they say they hope we have a 20-year conventional war, and that just lets us politically puff ourselves up and suck off our population. Then they psychotically blow up Nord Stream, cut off all their coal power plants, and cut off their own industry. That's why I say they're demonic, because I understand the political reason, but if you pull back, they're so aggressive, even to their own people, that they're just attacking everything.
So I think that we are dealing now with a new kind of totalitarianism. We know in the history communist totalitarianism. That was communist totalitarianism. That is obvious. And there was a fascist national socialist totalitarianism, the second one. And now we are dealing with the third form of totalitarianism, this This time it is liberal totalitarianism. So they are going to sacrifice everything, any normal rational interests, any normal values, in order to promote their crazy maniac agenda. And I think that is very, very dangerous. United States of America, in my opinion, is liberating from that, is going out of this swamp of this collapsing totalitarianism. And Trump is the name, the symbol of the salvation, of getting out of this situation. But European Union is still inside it. So that is the problem, or ideological problem. Third totalitarianism, liberal totalitarianism, this censorship, this dictatorship that they impose on their own population. And Biden tried to do the same, over American population, to put them under control. That was a kind of dictatorship, including the United States.
Absolutely. And so there's a worldwide populist, getting back to traditionalism, common sense, and I've seen your talks on this with Tucker. It was excellent. Maybe you can repeat it later. But the logical extension of modern liberalism is anti-God, anti-common sense, anti-family, anti-tradition, which is our genetic code. And so their very philosophy is about breaking free from the bounds of God's creation. So, of course, they would try to break free and go with saying mutually assured destruction isn't a fact with nuclear weapons, and just ignore that, because everything about them is about being delusional.
Exactly. Their idea, the main core of modern liberal globalism, it is the fight against the God, because the God is transcendental, vertical dimension of the spiritual dimension of the life, of the history, and they hate it. So they try to impose the satanic rule over the humanity without any appeal to the transcendence, to the God. And that is conclusion of the long, long path of so-called modernity. And I think that United States of America is split now on two halves. One half is traditional American population that believes in God, beliefs and transcendental values, traditional values in the family, and the other is so-called progressists, liberals. They try to eliminate, to abolish any relation between the humanity and the God. They are satanic part, and you have won that in last elections. And European Union is always under their rule. That is difference. So you have already made the step out of the problem, and European Union is still in the hand of the enemies of God. So this godless, this satanic globalist groups, the circles, perverts, they still control the Europe. And that is the problem. And that, I think, that is reflected in the new line of American politics. Trump wants to get out
Alexander
of
Dugan,
that.
Please stay there. Quick break. I want to come back and get to this and talk about how you see this unfolding, what we can do to stop this. We'll be right back. Thank you. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year, in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West. iconic crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
They looked at sleep deprivation with creatine supplementation. And so they randomized people to either drink a placebo drink or drink 20 grams of creatine through the night. And they kept them awake all night, and they had them do brain puzzle quizzes. And when the subjects were getting the 20 grams of creatine, they did way better on the brain puzzles, but they also complained about being tired a lot less. And so the conclusion is creatine is somehow acutely preventing your brain from suffering during sleep deprivation. And the rationale there is, you know, mitochondria are the powerhouse of the cell, or the power plant that's producing the energy. Creatine is like the power grid, and it distributes that energy throughout the cell. And so if the purpose of sleep is to restore the energy that you used up, but then you intervene by putting creatine in there, now you can keep that energy going, and you can go more hours before you need to get rest and restore that energy because you've increased your capacity to distribute it.
That makes sense. Used to be people only thought of creatine as being a muscle thing to help you recover. But then over the last year or two, I started hearing talking about cognitive function.
There is some literature on traumatic brain injury where 20 grams of creatine for 6 months doubles the rate of healing.
Whoa. That's incredible.
But it's, yeah, just creatine, I called it more than a performance enhancer because if you just look at where it's distributed in the body, almost every cell and every tissue has the creatine system. And if you look at the literature, they'll say, well, it's more important in certain cells. Like, it's really important in your muscles because your muscles have this very polarized, sometimes they're at rest, sometimes their energy demand is going through the roof. And it's really important in like long cells. So for example, your retina is part of your central nervous system. And it's this really long cell that's coming from the brain into the eye, and creatine helps move energy back and forth. But if you just look at where, instead of where is it most important, you just like, where is it? It's like almost every cell in your body has creatine, and it's helping distribute the energy that the mitochondria make throughout your whole body. And that includes pumping stomach acid. It includes sperm swimming up the vaginal canal. And so if you just look at where it is, you would think that creatine would help a lot more than muscles. And I think creatine is really important because it's not in the mitochondria so much as it carries forth the mitochondrial energy to the rest of the cell. But that also feeds back in the repair functions for the mitochondria. And so I think creatine, optimizing your creatine status is super important. And I think that everyone who's not eating 1 or 2 pounds of meat per day should probably be taking creatine.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
And we are on the front line of promoting Team Humanity, a pro-God, pro-family, pro-human future. Alexander Dugan, Dr. Alexander Dugan, Doctor of Sociology and Political Science, PhD of Philosophy, founder of the Russian Geopolitical School of Eurasian Movement. Very influential, probably the most influential philosopher over in Russia and other Slavic nations. He's on X at A.G. Dugan. Be sure to check that out. Folks, I cannot hype to you enough how dangerous things are. You're at the end of an era. The globalist system has failed. It's being rejected at the granular level. And people are going back to God. They're going back to basics. They're rejecting the neoliberal modernism. And I remember 10 years ago, even before this, it was already going on 15 years ago with Ukraine, and the globalists in NATO saying they would push up to their borders and entice Russia to come in. It's been a trap the whole time, but it's a trap Russia believed and I can see had to go into because it would basically be capitulation if they didn't. But they have been saying that for a very, very, very long time. I remember when EU nations that never voted to enter we're going to have referendums to leave the unelected EU Commission. They have a parliament, but it's ceremonial, folks. They trick the nations into it piece by piece, just like they do with our trade deals to hand over sovereignty until it's an EU dictatorship. It's now saying we don't even care if EU countries don't vote to grab Russia's money. We're doing it. The commission steps in. So it is a dictatorship. And I know most of you know this. We have to hammer this and hammer this because the public's just now figuring it out. Trump's starting to talk about it. J.D. Vance, Elon Musk. It's the elephant in the room, or the dragon in the room, as Alexander Dugin would say. So I remember Herman Van Rompuy and others on the EU commission, the royalty, he literally owns Luxembourg. So they just took off their crowns and set this commission up for themselves, saying, look, anybody tries to leave, we'll just have a war with Russia. So they've always said, we know people at some point with our tyranny are going to oppose us. Well, we'll make you go under our control by holding you hostage with a war with Russia. And they made a great movie that kind of composites this is true on Henry VIII when he was young, called The King. And he doesn't learn till the end of the movie that his minister set up the war, did all this just to get more power, and he kills the minister at the end when he learns about it. It's an archetype of Trump when he finds out that it was all a setup and he got all his buddies and best friend killed. And, of course, letters later came out in those long wars that a lot of times the French, who were the Normans, same people that conquered England, they'd say, hey, we're having uprisings, let's have a war. Well, it was the same thing with Henry VIII, but he wasn't read in on it because the brother died and he had to be brought in or whatever. But the point is this repeats, and this is crazy. Okay, well, so since the Vikings conquered, all this, the Anglo-Saxons, the rest of it, they've been staging these wars. Well, this isn't staged with the Russians, and there's nuclear weapons. So that's an oversimplification, but I know you're a historian on all of this. I'm going to try to shut up here, and I'm going to give you the floor to elaborate where you see this going, what you think the EU is going to do. I'm really concerned about false flags to be blamed on Russia. They're now openly threatening Trump, saying he's an enemy, which is great because that'll push Trump even more hardcore. But it just shows, as you said, the total desperation. So how do we take this dying animal, remove this oppression from Europe, and then obviously, as Lavrov said, we're not going to invade you or take over. We have more land than all of you combined times three or four. We just want you to stop attacking us. And then what would that new multipolar world be? Alexander Dugin.
So first of all, I think that the situation is really critical in any senses. And I think that the only way to escape from the trap, from this threat of the nuclear granted self-destruction, it is the common understanding between Russia and the United States, between Putin and Trump. And it seems that it is the fact. It seems that Trump understands very well what is going on. And that is a good sign. So first of all, I think that we need to understand that neither Russia nor United States of America of Trump wants the war. So that is very important. If we are confidential with each other, if we will have the trust in each other, that is already almost done, and we could say that almost everything is solved. Saved because I think that first of all the real problem it is the nuclear fight war between Russia and United States of America. That is the last call. That is apocalypse. That is Armageddon. If we could limit, if we could reduce this danger, this threat to European Union, and if United States will stay out of it, I think that is the main reason why nuclear war will not happen. Never, because without the direct participation and involvement of United States, of Washington, I am absolutely sure that European Union could not dare to start that. So if Trump is following MAGA line, a MAGA as that was conceived from the beginning, this new strategy, the America first strategy, if Trump will follow this ideological path, that is the main reason why this Armageddon will not happen. Because we could easily stop that. We could easily limit that, reduce the threat. If, for example, there will be no total support of that from the Washington, and that is the major part of the NATO. NATO, it is not independent entity. It is the just addition to American military power, nothing more. It pretends to be something independent or to be. Rutte is no man, nobody. Rutte, it is zero. Everything in NATO, it is the American military power. Absolutely everything. If we put that out, NATO, American power, American participation, NATO will be destroyed in one moment. There will be no more NATO. NATO, it is addition, prolongation of the American military power, nothing more. Now, and it behaves, NATO behaves itself as if it's some independent entity. It's totally wrong. So if Washington would take the decision to stop this war never will happen. The same with Russia. If Russia will follow the path of the peace and the mutual understanding with United States of America, with mutual understanding with Trump, this nuclear Armageddon will never occur, never happen, in spite of all the efforts of these puppets.
And I 100% agree with you. The answer is to pull out of NATO. Back 6 months ago, when Trump famously spanked Zelensky in the White House for lying, Trump then pulled all of the guidance systems with the satellites and blinded Ukraine. And then suddenly Zelensky ran back and said, oh, I'll do a peace deal. But then he backed off on that. So I obviously the next move by Christmas is Trump's going to pull all of the guidance control of the weapon systems. And then NATO is threatened to then send in their 250,000 person army, but they don't have it. And as you said, it's just a blind paper tiger threat. So at that point, then when Trump pulls the support completely, not just the money he's already cut back, but the actual telemetry and intelligence, what do you think the EU will do at that point? Because I think we're approaching around Christmas, the real inflection point here.
I think that European Union will surrender or will comply with United States. They have no other solution. So European Union, it is the same client system as Ukraine. So if they exaggerate their sovereignty, they have no sovereignty at all. They depend totally on the United States. But the problem is who rules United States, because they depended from this globalist network, and this they depend on deep state. And the problem is how much Trump has really overcome the deep state, because we know that Obama was present in London in order to support Zelensky, in order to support all the claim anti-Trump, anti-Russia, and so on. So there is still deep state inside of United States of America that still supports somehow this European Union. And Larry Fink, for example, the chief of BlackRock, participating in the the talk, peace talk with Ukraine is a very ominous sign because Larry Fink is the part of deep state.
Let's be clear. Larry Fink for 2 years runs the economy and finances and the money laundering. He is the head guy, and that and the three companies he heads up, literally the Rothschild British Empire fronts on record, control 87% of world assets. So you literally have the bankers sending in their man who's constantly there trying to keep this going. It is outrageous.
Exactly. So the problem is in what measure Trump is really a really ruler of United States of America. That is the problem, how much MAGA really rules United States of America. And if we could be sure that now the power in the United States of America is in the hands of MAGA and not in the hands of deep state, we could easily solve the problem of this imminent nuclear war. So that is not about us. We will behave ourselves, we Russians, in very intelligent, very rational way. We don't want attack European Union. We don't want the war with Europe. We are fighting our civil war, as you have correctly said in the beginning of our conversation. That is all. We need the solve our security problem in Ukraine, and that's all. We have no intention to attack European Union, and we didn't started this war. It was provoked. It was imposed on us by globalists.
Russia was never expansionist until the proto-globalists put in the communists and then used them for some of that. And as soon as Russia kicked it out, then the globalists became the top enemies of Russia. I know that's an oversimplification, but let me play these clips since you mentioned that. Here is your foreign minister, Lavrov, yesterday. And it's totally true. Clip 18, 19, and 21. Western Europe wants to take a pause to prepare Zelensky for a new war. Totally true. That's their strategy. Then, this is the key one, European bureaucrats are trying to prolong the conflict. That's their official policy. And this is the key. Russia is not harboring any aggression plans against NATO. Because, obviously, there's nuclear weapons. Russia doesn't even need it. 80% of your country's untapped, untouched. It's preposterous. And Russia, in this deal with Trump, is giving us clear access to all these incredible resources that everybody needs and helps us. I mean, this is just, it's ridiculous that they push this lie that if we don't attack Russia, they're going to invade Europe and take over. Well, I mean, if you get Romania and the Black Sea to attack Russia, which they admit they want, well, they will attack Romania. I mean, if you attack them. So it's just unbelievable how stupid they think we are. Let's play these Lavrov clips back to back.
Our negotiations with the U.S. president and his team are devoted to finding a long-term settlement solution and the elimination of the root causes of this crisis, while Western Europe, as seen from the statement by the German official that I have just quoted, only thinks about a ceasefire in order to take a pause and to prepare Zelensky and his regime to a new war against the Russian Federation. The Euro bureaucrats, as well as the majority of the members of the EU and NATO, are experiencing economic crisis. We see numerous speculations and destructive information campaigns and fakes. We believe that the main goal of such activities initiated by our Western colleagues is to exacerbate seeking the negotiation solution and to prolong the conflict. They are trying to downplay the initiatives of the United States and President Trump, which are truly aimed at finding an acceptable solution that would contribute to eliminating the root causes of the Ukrainian crisis. No one in Europe even mentions the root causes. Our president said openly that we are not harboring any aggressive plans against NATO or the European Union. We are ready to provide written legal guarantees on a collective and mutual basis in the context of our approaches. I repeat that Russia stands by its word and we keep our promises. As stated by the president, if Europe decides to wage war, we are ready for that right now.
And that's a response to Rudé saying, get ready for World War II, part two. So in the time we have, other key points you'd like to make and get on the record, and if we're able to get to stop NATO, get out of NATO, cut the funding, whatever's decided to be done, then what comes in this multipolar world, what comes out of that, what would the desirable aims be?
Well, first of all, I think that we have a bit different understanding of what multipolarity is. We think that it will be the global order based on the civilizational states that exist and that could exist. So we include in this multipolarity the possible, the growth and rise of Africa, of Islamic world, of Latin America. And as long as I understand that multipolarity seen from Washington, from MAGA, it's a bit different. It is the global power world order. In my course, in college course and university course that I'm delivering, I make a difference between two visions of the multipolarity, much more idealistic, I would say, Russian vision, Chinese vision, and as well, much more realistic vision of United States. And difference it is, in my opinion, between the multipolarity as represented in BRICS and the global powers world order as suggested by new national security doctrine, the concept of the United States of America. But nevertheless, we have all these two versions of the multipolarity have common point. We abandon, we refuse the globalism, we refuse the globalization, we refuse
the
hegemony.
The key is we get rid of the satanic leftist transhumanist ideology. That's the real point change.
Absolutely, absolutely. Maybe we have different understanding on what will go, what will come after that. But we agree on the essential point. We are going to stop this globalist hegemony, this agenda of absolutely anti-human world order that is imposed on us by globalists. And that is very important. And Trump understands that. Putin understands that. Lavrov has clearly said that we agree with United States of America with main points. Maybe we have some different understanding of secondary.
But notice
points,
that's why Hollywood and the left says they want Russia, because you're getting back to Christian roots and not chopping your children's genitals off. So looking at this, let's just take it from a pragmatic point. Attacking Russia, doing this, empowered BRICS, empowered the Russia-China alliance. So Trump is really just being pragmatic. He still wants the U.S. to be dominant. That, again, this goes down the self-destructive, you know, you have suicide by cop where you pull a gun on a cop. Well, now it's suicide by Russia, suicide by nuclear war. It literally, van der Leyden and the controllers of this need to be locked up in rubber rooms. I mean, they really are nuts.
So I maybe we are not too happy with America first. Maybe we are not too happy with this hegemony of United States of America that Trump promotes. But nevertheless, we could agree on this. We could compete freely or in this multipolar possibility to establish, to
because
defend.
Because Trump doesn't want to conquer your soul like the left.
Exactly, exactly. So more than that, I think we have many points in common with Trumpism, with MAGA. So we agree on the return to the traditional values. It is the case because in Russia, traditional values are defended by the law. Putin has signed that kind of decree of the defense of the traditional...
He's banned grooming children, he's banned Satanism, he's banned Soros. And now that's spreading across the world. It's beautiful.
Yes, and Trump is going the same way. So Trump and MAGA tries, they try to establish a United States.
Well, let's just say it. Russia, I've been saying this for 15 years, Russia and Putin is pointing the way for the West, literally defending the West like it did against all the other invasions. It's true. Russia is pointing the way out of this, which I'm very thankful for.
And at the same time, now European Union tries to undermine not so much us. This war with Russia, it is directed against the United States of America. It is the main threat to Trump. I think the European Union leaders, they hate Trump much more than Putin. They don't dare to declare the war to United States because they depend.
I totally agree, though. But did you see the prime ministers and EU commissions actually calling Trump the enemy now?
Yes, but and that is true because the Trump. Precisely. That is Trump who is the main enemy of European Union. And I think that's number one. It is the enemy of Europe or European Union, of these globalists who still are ruling in the Europe. It is Trump, not Putin. Putin is second, number two. So they fight against both of us. And that is the reason why I think Trump tries to promote the peace with Russia. Trump wants to settle down to solve the problem with Ukraine because it is not American interests. Ukraine,
it's not the interest of anybody, but the devil. I know you've got to go. You've been very gracious. I know it's getting later at night over there. We just have a 2-minute break. We got a little 5-minute segment. Another guest is coming on, but Alexander Dugan, I've got one more question for you, and then just have you have some closing comments. This is really an important discussion. I appreciate all your time and energy, and I appreciate the sacrifices that you've made with the Kiev NATO terror regime killing your daughter. So I wanted to ask you when we come back, see if we can think about it. I mean, obviously it's NATO and other groups, Operation Spiderweb, that was preloaded when Biden was in, but who we're honing in on who killed your daughter and others? Because I can tell you without getting dramatic, because people don't want me to get into it, let's just say security experts, We have had very serious threats directly from Ukraine. The guy they sent to kill Trump in Mar-a-Lago, Ukraine. The shooter in Pennsylvania, we now know, Ukraine. Because they're using the funding through the CIA back. And I, without getting dramatic, we've actually had them bump me, you know, come up to you in public and threaten you. So I'm interested in this because I'm, you know, want to get your take on it. I don't know if they put me on an enemies list, as you know, and many others for death. I wonder if they're crazy enough to start killing Americans. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, InfoWarriors. Wow, it's 40% off store-wide for the holidays. Just look at these shirts. They would make a great gift for family and friends. You elves are doing a great job. These look wonderful.
Thank you, Santa.
Rudolph, with such great prices, what do you want me to get for you?
I love the Sea Moss gummies.
Christmas with Alex and crew. A cocoa and a coffee brew. All the presents under the tree. Everyone happy and full of glee. Frosty, Santa, Rudolph, and more. Give a gift from the Alex Jones store.
Make a friend happy, smiles ear to ear. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
In the heart of Texas, where the wild coyotes roam, stood the Alex Jones store, his merry home. The shelves were stacked high with Shilajit, turmeric, bovine colostrum, too, and he was always stocked high with the Prussian, methylene blue. But up on Mount Microchest lived the Grinchiest Grinch that ever was cast, and he stuffed all the supplements in his bag with glee. He took methylene blue, red, ultimate life force, and the Shilajit. In the morning, Alex appeared with a shout, "The globalist Grinch just robbed my Christmas shop." To be continued.
Wake up, folks! Sprint this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective. Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.